Yes, today's the turn of 1969. Through music, news and your memories. They're important. 51551 0870 32 32 32 or ray@rte.ie. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to 1969. Yep, America put Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin on the moon that year. The Troubles began in the north of Ireland. The Beatles called it a day. Muppets, Bert and Ernie appeared on telly for the first time. We say goodbye to the half crown. Great year for music. This was a huge hit for Marvin Gaye at the start of that year. I heard it through the grapevine. Today we're celebrating 1969, Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is Proud Mary on Radio 1. In January of that year, the Beatles performed their final public concert on the rooftop of the Apple Records building in London. The performance was filmed for the documentary Let It Be. It marked the end of an era. They played Don't Let Me Down, I've Got a Feeling, One After 909, Dig a Pony, God Save the Queen. It must have been cold, it must have been cold. And they sang this one, January 1969, Get Back. The Beatles later on. Concerned with low marriage rates in rural Ireland, the Catholic Church looked at ways to help farmers find a wife. In November of 1969, Father Peter Lamass reported from Glenamaddy Vocational School in Galway for the TV series Ryark.
There's a class for young farmers two afternoons a week in the little town of Glenamaddy, County Galway. The subjects are all very practical: farm management and administration, the care of livestock, modern farming methods, the use of machinery, and how to take a girl on a date.
Now, gentlemen, you have a date with a very special girl this evening. Now, firstly, you go along and give yourself a very good washing and dickying up, and you give yourself a proper shave. Now, there's no point in shaving part of the face and leaving the rest. You go ahead and you shave the whole lot off. Jim is dressed up in casual wear, sweater. This type of dress would be okay now for going to sportswear, out even, you know, for a walk or anything casual, but definitely not in such a manner as to take a girl out in. Now, the next gentleman will call up sportswear, for example. Now, sportswear is quite in order, provided it is new and becoming.
There's a certain sound always follows me around. When you're close to me, you will hear it. It's the sound that lovers hear when they discover there could be no other for their love. It's my
Andy Williams. Yeah. 1969, the Crooners were still belting them out. And Frank, Old Blue Eyes, recorded this, My Way.
And now the end is near. So I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway. And more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Ah, yes. Now, I didn't know this had happened, but a lot of people are saying that they did their Leaving Cert in that year and it didn't go according to plan. The year I left school, the teachers went on strike and the Leaving Cert papers were stolen. We had to repeat a number of them. The weather that Easter was fantastic. Got a suntan when I was supposed to be revising. That's Jane in Lismore. A lot of people had to do the English paper twice because the English paper was stolen from a Dublin secondary school, June 12, 1969. And although there was no such thing as social media or Twitter or emails, the papers managed to get around very quickly and they were changing hands for between £1 and £20. It was estimated that at least 250 students had seen the papers before, and so they decided that everybody would have to do a repeat. So, final crooner from 1969.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried up on some lines. It keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
I can remember Mike Murphy dancing to that and changing the words. Yeah. Do you remember that from the live mic? Carl O'Shannon did a report for Newsbeat in February of 1969 about the need for tougher legislation to stop dogs from attacking and chasing sheep.
A ram from this particular flock might fetch 200 or even 300 guineas. Yet it would be only a matter of minutes for a dog, any dog, to kill or maim one of these animals. And a dog needn't bite a sheep to ruin it. Sheep which have been run hard by dogs can be ruined just as surely as if they'd been physically attacked, especially when they're carrying lambs. 6 years ago, our sheep population in this country was 5 million. Last year, it had dropped to 4 million. And part of the reason for this, sheep farmers will tell you, is because it's so difficult to protect your sheep from bands of marauding killer dogs. Almost any dog can become a killer. They can be big or they can be small. They can be pets, docile at home, but raiders during the hours of darkness.
Now, The Good and Bad and the Ugly was a movie in 1966, but the theme tune was a hit in 1969. Which brings us nicely on to the movies, the big movies of 1969. Goodbye Columbus was at number 10, Cactus Flower at 9, at 8, True Grit with Glenn Campbell in it, Paint Your Wagon with Lee Marvin at number 7, Bob and Carl and Ted and Alice with Natalie Wood at 6, at 5, Hello Dolly with Barbra Streisand, at 4, Easy Rider, Peter Fonda, Dennis Hopper and Jack Nicholson. Midnight Cowboy was at number 3. The Love Bug with Dean Jones and Michelle Lee was at number 2. And at number 1, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Paul Newman and Robert Redford. It was on recently on a Saturday afternoon. What an amazing movie. Back to number 3 we go. And to Midnight Cowboy. And this was a song featured in it for Nielsen. Everybody's Talking from 1969.
Everybody's talking at me. I don't hear a word they're saying. Only the echoes of my mind. People stopping, staring. I can't see their faces. Only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain. Going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze. And skipping over the ocean like a storm.
Great song, Nielsen. I remember sitting in the field with my mother in shorts and t-shirt. It was a lovely summer. I was 2. I have the photo to prove it. Myself and my husband Matt were married on the 8th of March 1969. 56 married this year. That's Rita. Congratulations, Rita. I don't have any memories, but I was born on January the 1st, 1969, says Carl in San Francisco. You were born that year, so too were a number of very popular TV shows. For example, Sesame Street. Oh, that, dum, that, no, yeah. Big Bird, Bert and Ernie. Yeah, yeah.
Sunny day, sweeping the clouds away. On my way to where the air is sweet.
Let me down the yeah. Mountain. And of course, Oscar the Grouch and Grover. Street. Also, beginning its run in 1969, The Brady Bunch.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up 3 very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold.
Marcia, Jan and Cindy.
Like their
yes.
mother, the youngest one in curls.
What about Mike?
It's the story of a man named Brady.
Mike Brady.
Who was busy with 3 boys of his own.
Greg, Peter and Bobby.
They were 4 men living all together. Yet they were all alone.
The Brady Bunch!
Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
It ran on from 1974, and then there was a movie and a rerun and all that sort of thing. Also, beginning its time on telly in 1969. Oh, yeah. It's in that they couldn't make it now category. The Benny Hill Show. It was a big year for the Eurovision. Ireland sent its first female contestant, Muriel Day, The Wages of Love. We'll hear that in a moment. But there was a 4-way tie for first place. Spain, Netherlands, France and the United Kingdom. It was the first time in the history of the contest that a tie for first place had occurred. And as there was no tiebreaker rule, Neil suggested they should have said, according to Google, I want to take you to walk. It doesn't matter. All 4 countries were declared joint winners, including this one for the UK. Lulu! Come closer. Come on.
Come closer, come closer and listen. The beat of my heart keeps on missing. I notice it most when we're kissing. Come closer and love me.
Yeah, Ireland came 7th with Wages of Love from Muriel Day.
The cost. trust. Just wait and see. Oh yeah, there are many rainbows on the way. Days are maybe bright.
I think they draw lots on who hosted it in 1970. Netherlands won or lost, depending on your viewpoint. And Dana won that year. All kinds of everything. 1970. While we're on telly, in 1968, Elvis Presley did his comeback special. And in that, he sang If I Can Dream, a song that was written a few months after Martin Luther King had been assassinated. And it was a hit in 1969. It's the one, yes. But, yeah, from the ad, yes. You recognise it. Elvis.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why. Oh, why? Oh, why can't my dream come true? Oh, why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining on.
That's a cracker of a tune. And that's from a live TV special, yeah. He'd hit with this one as well.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you do?
The night of the moon landing, we were heading to Spain on our first holiday abroad. The pilot announced, "Ladies and gentlemen, the first man has just landed on the moon." We looked out the window of the plane, surely thinking that we would see the man on the moon. Unfortunately, not a nice memory. Sorry, unfortunately we didn't, but a nice memory, says Stephanie. Yeah, it was Apollo 11, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin. And this is Walter Cronkite, CBS News anchorman, just musing over the historic landing on the moon.
There were the ghostly television pictures we all saw of Armstrong and Aldrin on the moon. Armstrong's first words, a small step for man, a giant leap for mankind. And Aldrin's two-word description, magnificent desolation. And left behind, the plaque with the words, "Here men from the planet Earth first set foot upon the moon, July 1969 A.D. We came in peace for all mankind." But with this flight, new challenges for mankind. A challenge to determine yet whether in coming to the moon, we turn our century-old friend in the sky into an enemy to be invaded, conquered, exploited, and perhaps someday left as a desolate globe once more, or will we make the most of it as perhaps a way station on beyond to the stars.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. 3, check ignition, and may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare.
David Bowie and Space Oddity.
This is Major Tom to ground control. I'm stepping through the door.
So who's celebrating their 56th birthday this year? Well, Tommy Tiernan, Sonia O'Sullivan, Emma Donoghue, Ken Doherty, Jennifer Lopez, Mariah Carey, Jennifer Aniston, Jack Black, Gwen Stefani, Matthew Perry, Matthew McConaughey, Paul Rudd, Renée Zellweger, Dave Grohl, Kate Blanchett, Jason Bateman, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Jared Butler, Michael Schumacher, Richard Hammond. And if you celebrate your 56th birthday this year, happy birthday to you as we remember 1969.
Good morning, stars shine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us. We twinkle below. Good morning, stars shine. You lead us along. My love and me as we sing our early morning singing song. Blitty gloop gloopy nibby nabby nooby la 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 lo lo.
White linen in a meadow, flowers in your hair. And one of those fuzzy filters. That's Oliver. Good morning, starshine. And this is Glenn Campbell. Witch of the Line Man. Great song from 1969.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line.
Now, new technology at Trinity College Dublin is causing a stir. John Moriarty from Trinity's computer laboratory talks to reporter Barry Linane about their first computer in the college.
What kind of work can the computer do?
Oh, well, for example, it could be used to help an engineer design a bridge, could be used by an art student, perhaps to identify the characteristics of an author, and it will be used here in Trinity to catalogue the very large flow of books that enter the library and to make the information about these books available to the academic staff members who are interested in keeping abreast of the new publications in their field.
From time to time, business people will be allowed to have access to the computer. How can it help them with their kind of problems?
Well, just to quote a case in point, it has been used in the acoustic design of television studios, but in fact it can be used in almost any type of business to help management to plan their operations more efficiently.
There's just about no end to what these machines can do.
There's virtually no end to what they can do.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
In the year 3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. everybody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you.
Prophetic from Zager and Evans in the year 25, 25. The late Jimi Hendrix, the year before he died. Crossround Traffic, the bass player on that was Noel Redding. Connections with Clonakilty and Cork. This has connections with Dave Fanning. Used to use it as theme tune. Oh well, Fleetwood Mac. So with the sport, Kerry beat Offaly in the football, Kilkenny beat Cork in the hurling. Middle distance runner Frank Murphy won a silver medal in the 1500 metres at the European Championships. Leeds were First Division champions back in 1969, and Man City won the FA Cup. And this was a hit, as I said, for Fleetwood Mac. Oh well.
Can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answers that you want me to.
At the age of 21, civil rights activist Bernadette Devlin became the youngest female candidate to be elected to Westminster. Bernadette spoke to RT News in April of 1969.
I don't really know. There's a victory rally tonight in Carrickmore. My most immediate plans is to get rid of all you pressmen and get some sleep. I don't know when I'll be going to Westminster. I haven't decided yet. In fact, I haven't had time to decide anything. The press seems to have me in 150 places at once.
Will you be taking part in any demonstrations
over the
weekend? I don't
know. It depends on how much sleep I get between now and then. And what happens between now and then? I haven't come to any decisions on anything apart from the fact that I am extremely tired. And
Well, when you get to Westminster, do you intend to make your maiden speech a controversial one?
Do I intend to make it a controversial one?
Well, I believe the protocol is usually to just make a formal speech.
Well, since in fact I'll be going to Westminster to do a particular job, I suppose I will start immediately. I have very little time for useless formalities.
What line will you take?
The line that we must have some justice.
One, two, three, four.
John Lennon and Yoko Ono, Give Peace a Chance. In September of 1969, John Lennon left the Beatles after they recorded Abbey Road. There were civil rights movements and anti-war movements both sides of the Atlantic.
Take a pinch of white man, wrap it up in black
skin. Add a touch of blue blood and a little bitty bit of red Indian boy.
Curly black and king kiss mixed with yellow chinkies. If you lump it all together, well, you got a recipe for a get along scene.
Oh, what a beautiful dream.
If it could only come true, you know, what we need is a great big melting pot.
Yeah, the Vietnam War continued, and Kenny Rogers had a hit with this song about a Vietnam vet.
You've painted up your lips and rolled and curled your tinted hair. Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere? Shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. I still need some company.
Kenny Rogers and Ruby. I'm a child of the 60s, and those songs really brought me back. Was surprised how many lyrics I remember, says Marion in Cove. Newsbeat was on the telly, a comedy report from that programme about the public toilets on William Street in Limerick was aired in February of that year. Seemingly, the toilets provided the ideal hiding place during funerals. The jacks were under threat of being demolished. I think this is a comedy. Remember, it's a comedy report.
It works like this. One simply arrives outside the church from which the funeral is about to depart, a few well-timed minutes before it begins to move off. One shakes hands sorrowfully and with due decorum with the relatives, and then takes a place ostentatiously in the cortege. As one approaches the top of William Street, it's necessary to be on the right-hand side of the martyrs, so that a hop, step and jump land one safely inside the toilet until the entire funeral has passed. Then one can return to the office within 10 minutes of having left it, safe in the knowledge that everyone knows he attended the funeral. Instead of taking this edifice down, I think that its one failing as an aid to funeral dodgers should be rectified. Both entrances are on the side on which the funerals pass, and so one must delay until every car in the funeral has passed, if one is to use the ploy successfully. This is a serious inconvenience to well-known businessmen, to whom minutes can mean pounds. Why not close up one of the existing entrances and open a new one on the other side? The members of the corporation who succeed in providing this amenity for the business people of the city should have a plaque erected to their memory on the wall of the reading room in the Chamber of Commerce.
Loads of texts and WhatsApp thingamajigs are coming in. I'll always remember my grandmother when it showed Armstrong landing on the moon. She said, "I don't believe that." Well, there's a lot would agree with your grandmother. My sister and I were visiting my grandparents in England in the summer of 1969. They woke us up to watch the moon landing. I wasn't impressed at the time, but very grateful they did now. That's Margaret. And all those songs played have stood the test of time. 1969 was indeed a golden year for music, says Bob. One of my abiding memories of 1969 is listening to Radio Luxembourg on New Year's Eve as the final hours of the great decade were coming to an end. They were counting down the top 100 singles of the 60s, says Stephen. Booker T and the MGs, time is tight. And it is, and we have to take a commercial break, but more from 1969 after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, we're remembering 1969 through music news and your memories. I was a member of the protest march in Cork City protesting against the resitting of the English exams. Brings back memories. Naomi says, I made my confirmation that year. And somebody else says, my only memories of 1969 are taking the school bus to nursery school. Dennis in Cork says, what a year! I turned 18 on March 20th, finished secondary school in June, started college in UCC in October. I hadn't an idea. I was green as the grass. However, the pop music was out of this world. And Patsy says, came to Dublin in 1969. My week's wages were £7.07. And I used to spend most of that in Chicago Club. Oh, yeah. This was a big international hit for the man from Mullingar, Joe Dolan.
Different eyes, different size, different girls every day. Different names, different games, took my breath clean away. But I'm changed, rearranged, I'm enlightened. And how you have caught me, you have taught me, and I'm different now.
Hooray!
Take me and break me and close all your windows and doors. Shut me off, cut me off, make me an island, I'm yours. Take me away from the world, take me away from the girls. Take me and break me and make me an island, I'm yours.
Come on, Joe! The hits keep coming from 1969. Jackie Wilson, Your Love. It's me, higher and higher. Yeah, that was a hit for Jackie Wilson. This was a hit for the great Nina Simone, 1969. Ain't got no soul.
I ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind. Ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love, ain't got no name, ain't got no ticket, ain't got no token, ain't got no God. And what about God? Why am I alive anyway? Yeah.
Here we go.
Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got
Simon has been on to say he got his first pair of shoes in 1969, so he didn't have to walk 50 miles to school barefoot, as our parents used to say. Now, the half crown, the farthing, and the halfpenny were taken out of circulation in 1969, an RTÉ News report from June of that year, and the reporter is Tom McCochrane.
This means the half crown, or half a dollar as we sometimes call it, disappears, as it won't have an equivalent in the new decimal coinage, and it'll be the third coin to go. The farthing and halfpenny cease to be legal tender in about 5 weeks' time, that's from August the 1st. There are £6,000 worth of farthings around somewhere, according to the central bank, but they're certainly not in circulation. The only place I could get one today was from the central bank. But the familiar design of the woodcock will be back on one of the new coins. Two new coins come into circulation next September. They're the 5p and 10p coins, and they'll be the same size, design and value as the present shilling and florin. And a completely new coin, the 50p piece. It should be circulating by next February. As you can see by this blank, it'll be seven-sided and slightly bigger than the florin. This is the one that'll have the woodcock design. The 50p piece will replace the 10 shilling note, but the pound note and the other notes will remain.
Hey! The Rolling Stones, Honky Tonk Women. We're nearly there.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind.
There you go. Rolling Stones to the Foundations. Here we go. Oh yeah, memories of every wedding, 21st. Come on, fill me up.
What do you do?
And while we're at a wedding, or a 21st, or a christening, yeah, this was released back in 1969. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Hands.
Hands. Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Told you, cracker of a year for music, 1969. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, Neil.
An RTE Radio 1.